Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine, and this is Get the Funk Out. Hope your week is off to a great start, and you're looking forward to the holidays. They are just around the corner. And if you're not familiar with my show, you can head on over to the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. I have every guest that's ever been on the show on that show blog, even during the pandemic. So I've got videos and all the shows as podcasts. And if you're not familiar with KUCI, you can head on over to kuci.org and you can see all of our eclectic mix of shows from public affairs to music and a lot more. So standing by to join me is Christopher Adriance. He's Vice President of Marketing for the Irvine Barclay Theater. And I thought Christopher would be a great guest because some of you might not be familiar with the Barclay here on campus, but if you are, they have a great schedule coming up. So I put all the information on the show blog. Again, that's getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And Chris is going to talk about all the upcoming events, and I'm going to give you the website for the Barclay. It's thebarclay.org. And Chris is actually a UCI alum, and he's here with us now. Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Do you go by Christopher or Chris?
I go by Chris.
Okay, perfect. So thank you so much for calling in. I know you're an alum, right?
Yes. I attended UC Irvine back in 2007 and graduated in 2011 with a music degree. I specialized in cello performance.
Oh, nice. And how long have you been playing cello?
I started back, I want to say, in fifth grade. So it's been a long time,
okay.
And I'm happy that my even though I didn't pursue a professional career in cello performance, I am still affiliated with the arts, which is always nice to
yes.
to have in my in my heart. Yes.
It's interesting, Chris. I picked up guitar when I was 10, and I kind of broke up with it like a relationship,
Yeah.
And then it got back together when I needed it most, and I've stuck with it, and it's really, my show is called Get the Funk Out. It really has helped me when I'm going through something just to, lean into the music. Do you want to
mm-hmm.
talk about that? Because it sounds like that resonates with you.
Oh, definitely. Music is one of those pastimes where it's in some way it's like having a relationship with something, right? Or
right.
or having a routine, like going to the gym. If you don't put in the work, you're gonna just remain distant from it. But the more you apply yourself and dedicate yourself to it, the more rewarding it becomes. And like you said, it kind of expands your thinking. It just opens up your heart to
mm-hmm.
the important things in life that are, sometimes indescribable. Art really has that that power to kind of pull those emotions out of you. So, yeah, continuing to play an instrument is important. I happen to continue to perform occasionally in random gigs. We're in
yeah.
December right now, so there's a lot of holiday performances coming up, and I'm happy that I'm still being called upon to
nice.
Perform in certain things. Yeah.
Fantastic. Do you want to give a shout out to your band?
Not quite a band. It's
okay.
It's a pickup string quartet. We're just playing at a local church.
Okay.
But yeah, we're playing a little bit, a couple of movements from Handel's Messiah. So
nice.
Always a festive time of year.
That's great. So what did you do after you graduated?
So yeah, you graduate with a music degree, and it's difficult to find work, so I had to become a little bit creative. I found most of my work as a private cello teacher and instructor. There actually used to be a music school across the street from UC Irvine that I taught at, but I also played in a band with this singer named Nilu. She's an indie singer-songwriter, great voice, and she called upon me to perform in a recording gig, and we played for a couple years after that, so one thing kind of led to another, and I eventually found kind of my where my heart was leading me was in nonprofit arts administration. So
okay.
I became an intern at Pacific Symphony back in, I want to say, 2013,
mm-hmm.
That's when I started to learn, wow, there's a whole world out here in arts administration that I just wasn't aware of. As a music major, I'd go see symphonic performances. You go to the museum, you go
sure.
to Broadway, but there's a whole team of people behind it, marketing folks, fundraising folks, just administrative. So
sure.
I had no idea that that was even an option for me as a career. So I kind of landed in it by chance and have stuck with it ever since.
That's fantastic. And how long have you been at the Barclay?
I've been with the Barclay since October of 2021. So, yeah, we're just over 3 years.
And let's talk about what's coming up, because there are so many great events offered at the Barclay.
Yeah. The great thing about the Barclay is we are supported by UC Irvine and the City of Irvine, but we are our own independent nonprofit theater. Right now, we're in the middle of Nutcracker season,
mm-hmm.
and one of our longtime standing partners, Festival Ballet Theater, they put on an annual Nutcracker show. I want to say they put on about a dozen performances, and they sell out every year. And we're so happy that they, you know, fill the hall with, you know, so many different families and people who are new to the theater. So right now we're in the middle of just Nutcracker Fest. But we pick things back up into our normal season in January.
Okay.
We kick off the year with this Australian guitarist named Tommy Emmanuel. He's an incredible guitarist. I encourage all your listeners to check out some videos of him. But
okay.
He blends different elements of jazz, blues, bluegrass, folk, country, and he kind of just blends it all together. That show is selling quite fast, so if anybody is interested in hearing this rare opportunity to hear Tommy in our theater, this is the time to get a ticket.
Okay.
I can talk to you a little bit more about the theater itself. We're only about 750 seats big, which is quite small for a theater in Orange County. We're so lucky that in Orange County we have so many different performing arts venues, and one thing we pride ourselves in is that we really create an intimate setting for those who attend events at the Barclay.
Yes,
no seat is more than, I want to say, 60 to 100 feet from the stage, so you really feel like you're kind of right, you know,
right there.
The artist is right in your living room.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's Tommy Emmanuel. January 8th is coming up, and then right after that we have Improv Under Hypnosis. This is a really fantastic show that, you know, you wouldn't be able to see really anywhere. It's a blend of hypnosis and improv. Some of your listeners may recall that we had Colin Mochrie. He's known from the show Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I love that show, Chris.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. He was hysterical last year. So he returns to the Barclay with a master hypnotist, Asad Mechi, and they are just going to put together a show that every show is different. They call on 20 volunteers to participate. Asad will hypnotize all 20 of them, and once they're under the spell of hypnosis,
yes.
Colin comes up and leads them through a set of different improv sketches. So it's about a 90-minute show, but like I said, no shows are the same.
Yes.
So and then next up on our season, and also in January, we have it's pretty much sold out at this point. We have Garrison Keillor.
Mm-hmm.
He is best known for his radio show, A Prairie Home Companion.
That's right.
So it's going to be a one-man show, and he's just going to improv the entire thing, 90 minutes from memory. He's going to get into stories. He's going to sing. He's going to do some limericks. It's just going to be a whole lot of fun.
I love it.
So there's a reason why there's barely any tickets left. He's quite popular. And then we round out.
Chris, that one, yeah. I just want to tell listeners, is Saturday, January 11th, 8 p.m. And the
one before
yeah. is Friday, January 10th.
Friday, January 10th.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
That's okay.
for including the dates there.
Yes.
Yeah. And then on Saturday, January 18th, we're presenting a show called Essential Jazz Albums Live. So for any of your jazz listeners, this is another rare opportunity to hear something that you would just never hear in your life. So we've got the West Coast Jazz Hour Big Band. They're led by Josh Nelson and Kevin Vandel Elzen. They are going to bring these two iconic jazz albums, Porgy and Bess and My Fair Lady. Some of your listeners will say, well, aren't those operas? Isn't that a musical? And
yes.
The answer is yes. But they've been reimagined by Miles Davis. He reimagined Porgy and Bess into a complete jazz rendition of that famous opera. Okay. And then Shelley Mann put together a rendition, a jazz rendition of My Fair Lady. So we've got it. We'll have a big band on the stage, and the first half will be the entire album of Porgy and Bess. The second half will be all My Fair Lady. So really a truly unique experience to hear great music.
Amazing.
Yeah. So January, so 2025, we're starting off with a bang, just back-to-back programs that, you know, there's really something for everybody.
Yes. I also want to mention Sutton Foster, Saturday, January 25th. That's
Saturday,
exciting.
January 25th. Yeah, Sutton Foster. She's a tremendous Broadway singer. Most of your listeners who are Broadway fans will instantly recognize her. She's coming to the Barclay to essentially just sing her greatest hits. We present a Broadway cabaret series where we invite different Broadway singers to essentially do just a one evening performance of you know, the songs that they're best known for. So I believe she most recently performed on Broadway in The Music Man, starring alongside Hugh Jackman. So she'll undoubtedly sing some selections from that musical.
Yeah,
and I believe she also was on a Sweeney Todd. So,
well,
yes,
she's also in Once Upon a Mattress in L.A.
Once Upon a Mattress, yes.
Oh,
yes,
I want to see that,
she's
too.
She's starring in that, I think, just now, actually.
Yes.
So, yeah, she's going to be a terrific performer, yeah.
That's going to be great. Could you talk about National Theater Live, what that is?
Yeah, so National Theater Live is a special screening of performances that take place in the National Theatre in London. So in England, I mean, they have such tremendous appreciation for theatre, and they often will put together performances of Shakespeare and many of the top theatrical performances. And unfortunately, most of us don't get a chance to fly over to London and watch these performances. So what they do is they will record them live with, you know, an audience, mm-hmm. and they've got great cameras, great visuals, and what they'll do is they'll broadcast these performances at later dates, and we happen to be one of the few venues in Southern California to present National Theater screenings. So they're not live performances per se, but it's a great way to get a behind-the-scenes glimpse into some of these performances. They'll do interviews during intermission with some of the main performers. We are presenting Vanya on Sunday, January 26th at 3 p.m., and it's starring Andrew Scott. He is such a tremendous Irish actor. He's one of the biggest stars right now in theater and movies and television. So really great opportunity to see, you know, a tremendous actor kind of flex his skills. He's terrific. I'm not sure if any of your listeners maybe saw Ripley on Netflix earlier this year, but he was tremendous.
I heard great reviews on that.
Yeah. So we're very excited to present these National Theater Live screenings. This is the third of a total of four that we're presenting this year.
Okay. Yeah. Exciting. Really exciting.
Yeah,
great lineup. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then on Wednesday, January 29th, we're presenting the second of our three family show series. This is presented in part by the City of Irvine. We used to present family shows several years ago, and we've recently brought them back. And this second performance, Fraggle Rock Live, is going to be so much fun. This is the first time that the Jim Henson Company, most well known for, Kermit the Frog and all of those characters. So Fraggle Rock, I believe, is a show on Apple Plus TV, and they've turned this TV show into a traveling, touring family show. So they're going to have all the Fraggle Rock puppets. there's going to be an opportunity to meet them in the lobby afterwards. So really a lot of fun for young families.
Do you know how long that show is? What is it, an hour and a half?
I would say it's probably about an hour. They are conscious of keeping it, to a quicker length for those with maybe shorter attention spans.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And then you have other things coming up in February. Is it Paula Fuga?
Yeah, Paula Fuga, she's a tremendous Hawaiian singer. So one of the series that we're best well known for is we put on a four-concert Hawaiian series annually, and we've been doing that for about, I want to say about 25 years. We're celebrating our 35th anniversary this next year, so next September of 2025. But Paula, she's an incredible vocalist. And like I had mentioned, we have such a dedicated Hawaiian music following. It's just a great opportunity to get a little bit of that island music, you know, here in Southern California.
Definitely.
So if anybody's had the chance to go visit Hawaii, but you're missing it, this is really an opportunity to kind of feel those flavors and sounds. Yeah, and just a beautiful evening.
I just had Jake Shimabukuro on my show last week.
Ah, yes, great. Well, yeah. I won't spoil anything, but Jake, you know, he's a longtime favorite of the Barclays. So I'd encourage your listeners to, you know, continue to follow us on social media or check out our website to see what special performers are being announced later in the year.
Exciting, exciting. Yeah. You know who I'm hoping you get sometime is John Batiste.
Ah, John Batiste. Ah, we would love to have him. You know, we'll add him to the list of artists to look into.
Please.
He would be terrific to see in the Barclay.
Wouldn't he? Oh.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Lastly, in February, talk about Dr. Kaboom. That looks really funny. Look out,
yeah,
science is coming.
Yeah, so that's on Sunday, February 23rd. There's going to be two performances, and this is the final show in our family series. This is an opportunity for younger audience members to get an opportunity to learn a little bit more about the scientific method. So Dr. Kaboom, he's a quite a wacky character. He'll come to the Barclay with, you know, a costume. He plays essentially a German physicist and puts together science experiments after science experiment. And it's really just a great way to make science and that whole scientific method fun. So it's very engaging. Things will explode on stage, yeah. And erupt. So it's like Bill Nye the Science Guy, but a little bit quirkier.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, so it should be a lot of fun. It should be very engaging for young audience members.
Sounds great. Anything else you'd like listeners to know about the Barclays?
Yeah, so like I had mentioned, next season's our 35th anniversary. We're very excited to unveil those artists. We hope to be able to announce that lineup in April. We're so appreciative of the support of UC Irvine and the City of Irvine, and of course all of our donors. We're a nonprofit theater, so we really rely on any kind of donation from the public, and it's just a great opportunity if you are a donor to meet the artists, to meet them backstage. It's just, you know, the Barclay is just a local gem here in Irvine.
It
so
sure is.
Yeah, we're happy to have been here for 35 years and to have had such a tremendous following since you know, back in 1991. So yeah, it's been a great run for us so far.
And I love your path to getting to the Barclay.
Yes. It's surreal. I mean, I used to perform at the Barclay as part of the UC Irvine Symphony, and now I'm running the marketing department. So it's amazing how such a small world that we live in.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Are there tickets still available to the Nutcracker?
Yes, they are. So if your listeners go to thebarclay.org, they can find tickets to the Nutcracker. There's performances this weekend up through December 24th, so just in time for Christmas. And if any of your listeners are interested in last-minute gifts, we also offer gift cards to some of our shows. There's still about 25 to 30 events left on our season. Our season runs through May.
Okay.
And we actually end with a very spectacular show. I should just highlight this one really quick.
Please.
Wynton Marsalis comes to, he's been to the Barclay before, but he's bringing a very special project called Louie. So Wynton will lead a 10-piece jazz band, but will be performing the score he actually composed the score to a movie called Louie, and Louie is about Louis Armstrong. And
amazing.
It's a silent movie. It's in sepia tone, but it was recently made, I believe, in 2013. So it's a really cool, unique experience. This is something that we really strive for at the Barclays, putting together shows that you really can't get anywhere else. So should be a really, really fun show. And again, that one is selling quite quick. And so that one's on, let me see if I can pull it up.
I know, I was looking on the calendar to see when that was.
Yeah, that one is on, excuse me one moment.
You're fine.
May 20th, Tuesday, May 20th at 8 p.m. Yeah.
Tuesday, May 20th. Wow, that's going to be outstanding.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to it again. Yeah, every show is unique and memorable here at the Barclays. So, yeah, if anybody can get a chance to go, it's always well worth your time.
And I do like the idea of, as a gift, giving someone a gift certificate to the Barclays.
Yeah, gift cards always make, great stocking stuffers. Mm-hmm. You can purchase them in any amount. And they're easily redeemable online or via our box office, and they can always help anybody with identifying a show that they might be interested in purchasing. So we do so much in the way of music, jazz, dance. We're very well known for dance, and we have about 3 more shows left on our season for dance, with some tango, flamenco, and then some contemporary dance companies coming to the Barclays.
Exciting.
There's really something for everyone at the Barclays.
That's great. And there is easy parking right off Pereira.
Easy parking, yeah. That's another thing that we pride ourselves in, is that it's a very convenient venue to get to. It's right off Pereira, like you had mentioned. Mm-hmm. It's maybe a 1-minute walk from the parking structure to the theater. For those who need a little bit more in the way of support, we do offer a golf cart service. So
it's really
convenient for many folks around here who, need the support or just need some easy way of getting in and out of a venue.
Yes.
And like I said, once you're in the venue, like, you feel like the artist is right in front of you, just right in your living room.
That's
so it's just such a great experience.
So if they do want to purchase a gift card, they can do it online at thebarclays.org?
That's right, thebarclays.org, and then we have a drop down under tickets where you can just click on gift cards and then purchase. You can customize your gift cards in any amount.
Perfect. Well, I want to thank you so much for calling in. We should do this throughout the year, Chris.
Maybe we'll make this an annual thing. I'll cover the season. And, yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do it.
Sounds good. Well, happy holidays. Thank you so much. And if you tuned in late, I will have this up as a podcast at the top of the hour after we wrap. Thank you so much, Chris.
Great. Thank you for having me.
My
Take
pleasure.
Care. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye. That was Chris Adriance, Vice President of Marketing for the Irvine Barclays Theater. And again, if you missed any part of this conversation, it will be up as a podcast within an hour or so after I wrap. And the show blog, to learn more about all the different events and Chris and his role at the Barclays, the show blog, again, that's getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.